No, this is good. We haven't got to that point yet. When you get into keyword density, then...
Yeah. Now, I don't do anything. I barely do anything on page like that. No keyword density, no nothing like that. Most of what I do is off page and all about links and stuff. But same
okay.
as the
yeah,
domain,
you know. That's interesting. I mean, that part, you know, that I can get behind. The other stuff, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't really play a big part anymore. And that's why we stopped cloaking. Because
yeah, well,
that's kind of
that's funny, right? It's like all the stuff that was, I don't know. I mean, all the stuff that was, I was going to say, sort of technique-y.
Oh, it was. And it was black hat as black hat could be.
Right. Yeah. And it's almost like going back to, you know, just legitimately. I mean, I guess that's really what Google tries to foster, is what is the legitimate, you know, relationship here, and why would it come up on top of someone else, and it would be links coming in. I mean, you'll tell us what it is, but it...
Right, well, that's what, you know, I think it started, I don't know, 2006, 2007, around that time period, that it all of a sudden became about votes. People were voting for the site, you know, backlinks.
Right.
And so that's been the number one thing, and it has been for years now, and I don't see that changing. I do see maybe that they might be getting better about the context around that, like the context around your link, like the
right.
content around your link, like theming. They just did an update in February, which was before the big article form update, that it almost has me believing, just from hearing some of my clients say what was going on for them, that might be true. But I'm going to test that before I say that I, you know, put my name on it or anything.
Okay.
But
first thing is find a domain. So are you looking at like places like, I don't know, like buydomains.com
or eBay, SitePoint, DigitalPoint. My favorite is GoDaddy.com, of course. And to find those domains at GoDaddy, because they release them every day, go to freshdrop.net. You can search in their $5 listings for free, and you can sort by age. And you're going to get, you know, a lot of domains that were even around before 2000. I mean, that's pretty some powerful stuff. So, but, you know, look into your market, and that's when I get into step four and you study your competition. It's like, what are the age of the sites that you're going up against? If they're all relatively new, then you're okay. If they're not, you know, if they have age, then that's something you want to look at. That doesn't mean it's impossible to rank for that. I'm just saying this is the first step, and if you want to have steps to get a good jump start on it.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
The second thing I do is, as part of the link building process, is I submit it to the directories, and I use Directory Maximizer, and I do 100 links per month, and I use my URL. So I'm not going after keywords right now. I'm just going after my URL, because that's natural. And we'll get into that again. When you study your competition, you're going to see that probably, I don't know, between 20 and 40% of the links coming in are going to have your URL, come into your competitor sites, if they're just doing their natural marketing, are going to have their URL as the anchor text. Another huge chunk, and this is another interesting thing, is that they're also going to have pages, links coming in from pages that are not in Google's index. So that kind of stuff's natural. Nobody talks about that, really. But you get to see that when you study your competition. But anyway, submitting to the directories is important just to get those type of, I call them crap links, which is important. And that starts getting your site indexed. It starts the movement on it. And then, of course, step three would be choosing your keywords. Use that pay-per-click, you know, stats to choose your most converting keywords. And I always like to start with, like, mid-range keywords, you know, when you're going to start a SEO campaign. Something that's going to start bringing you in sales, something that's going to start bringing you in money before you start, you know, before you go into the long tail keywords.
And what do you classify as a mid-range keyword?
Mid-range would be like mini blinds for somebody who's selling blinds. A monster for that would be blinds.
Okay.
A long tail keyword would be mini blinds for my cottage. I don't know, you know, something like that.
Right.
Or, yeah. So then I go into studying my competition, and this is really, I think, is the most important step that people don't do, and I call it copycat SEO. You know, you're going to look at the age of your competition. So, okay, first, you're going to get one of those mid-range keywords. You're going to look on Google, see who's the top 10, pick three or four of them, and, you know, study, you know, look at their age, look at the size of their site, if it's a big site or if it's a thin site. You know, most times people, you know, Google's always been longstanding, bigger is better. So big sites do play an importance. They get more, I don't know, authority when they're larger. And what kind of backlinks, how many they have, how many backlinks do they have, the quality of the backlink, and then the composition of the backlink. And this is what I was talking about, the URL. Are they coming from sites that are indexed or non-indexed? What's the percentage of that? You know, do they have a lot of garbage, crap links? And a lot of sites that rank have crap links, even sentences, full sentences. So we're starting to do that more and more, even the full sentences, and just instead of just doing the URLs for that. And then the tools I use for looking that kind of stuff up, I use SpiderMate.com. And
M-A-T-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there I get the age, the PR, and all kinds of other little details. It's really great. There's a really, really cool tool. It's free. You just have to register for it. And it gives you a graph, and it shows you how many unique links are coming into that site, how many normal links, you know, like site-wise or total links, and then unique links, things like that, stuff that you can, you know, really look at and get a handle on what your competition's doing. And then they have a great thing where you can do, you can look at it side by side. It's a competition tab, you know, menu item there where you can compare. That's what it is. Good grief! See, yeah, I went to college. You can compare your site against somebody else, and I really like that. The other tool I use is Majestic SEO, and sometimes I use Open Site Explorer, and that is to find out like the anchor text of my competition site, see what's coming in. You know, just doing a little more analytics about that. I also use SEM Rush, which tells me where they have ranked in the last 30 to 60 days, which is also interesting.
Can you spell that tool for us?
SEM and then RUSH.
Okay.
SEM Rush. And that's really cool when... if you're doing your own natural search, you've been doing it, so you could put in instant sales letters, and you can see everywhere that you've been, where you're ranking, keywords you probably don't even know that you're ranking for, and hey, maybe you're 5 or 6 on a good keyword that you didn't even know. That would be a great target to go for then, you know, for a natural campaign. If you're already close to being in the top, why not just push it?
Right, because you're already interested, you're already getting...
You're naturally already there, so that would be the first thing I would do if you were going to start a natural campaign for that site. You know, find out where you're already close and start nailing those keywords first. So I like that tool for that. And then, of course, you know, I love SEO Elite, and I use that tool to find out the page rank of the other site, the competitor sites, which then when I have all this information, I put it in a spreadsheet. And once you start doing 3 or 4 of them, I mean, it might take a couple hours, but you really start to get to see the pattern of the feel for that keyword and what it's going to take to get you there, and then you make a plan around that. So I can't stress enough how important that is, and how people just kind of go blindly, and I see that as one of the big mistakes that people do. That's step 4. Step 5 is to create a baseline for yourself. You know where you are and where you have to go. So you're basically going to do the same things to your site that you just did with your competitor sites. First, like instant sales letters, you would, you know, do that same stuff so you know where you are, and you would know. So that's how you're going to build your roadmap. Step 6 would be develop SEO pages, which is, you know, I do believe in title tags. That's pretty much the only thing I believe in on on-page optimization right now. You know, I'm a big proponent that content is not king. It's a myth. It's what people say about your content, which is what's king.
What they say about it via what, LinkedIn?
By social bookmarking links, things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because every one of those is a vote. So if I'm going to say you're about instant sales letters, you're about instant sales letters. I probably wouldn't link to you, you know, about quarter horse racing.
Right.
So I don't do much on-page SEO stuff. But I do, you know, like Linkbait. I like it when my clients do that. I do it, and that's just typically doing good marketing and building things that people are naturally going to link to.
Well, explain Linkbait, because I think that's
Linkbait would be kind of like, you know, if I developed a plugin, an SEO plugin, and I put it on my site and people can download it for free. Then if it's a really cool thing, people are going to link to my site. Other people, other maybe even, you know, SEO people go, hey, this is a really cool piece of software. Download it. Go to our site. And they'll link to it. And so I'll get a natural link from a natural theme site.
Okay.
So you know, that's
interesting. So that's kind of positive link bait. And I've heard it also in a negative way where I guess you, I don't know, put something out there that you know is going to get people excited.
Yeah, like Yonex scams or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. A lot of those guys were starting to target negative keywords around, you know, the people that are doing well in the industry to attract visitors. That's a poor use of link bait. That's awful.
Yeah.
You know, it really is, and it's because they want to sell a course. Because usually it's a good review. They're just using the keyword to attract the traffic. Because people go, oh, you know, people love negative stuff. That's why the news is so full of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I mean, because I've looked on your stuff, and it's like positive stuff.
Right.
Oh, I love Yonex. I love Yonex. Buy his course. He's not a scammer.
Right. It's
so yeah. So yeah, but no, there's great things, there's a wonderful things you can do with Linkbait and serve the community, serve the people that you're you know, your customers, and make people happy. And that's the, you know, that's just natural good marketing, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
And I
okay.
try to do that.
Great.
And that's why I do, you know, I send out my reports for free. I do my testing and I let everybody have it. I don't sell it, I just give it out. Because I think that's natural good marketing. It's good link bait. I don't sell that kind of information. I sell link networks. So it's just complimenting me when I distribute my test results and share it with the community.
Right.
So enough on developing SEO pages. You know, there's a lot of structure you can do with them and stuff like that. But I don't want to. There's a lot of courses on that. You can
more
get
than,
into that.
Yeah, I'm sure more than we can get to. And,
yeah.
By the way, what do you recommend people build their sites on for quick?
Joomla, I believe, is the best platform.
Okay.
That
so
Google likes
WordPress.
It the most. Although I've not tested it against Drupal, so I can't say that. I have tested it against WordPress. Even though Google loves WordPress, Joomla rocks. We get more pages indexed with Joomla.
Interesting.
It survives manual reviews better, you know, because I'm up against that.
Do you have any thoughts on why?
I think because it looks like, well, it's a harder site to build, for one thing, and it looks more professional than generally the password WordPress sites. Now, I know those themes are really getting fancy, and they're starting to look really good. But traditionally in the past, and it's been to my experience up until, you know, right now, and that may change my opinion on that, is that's why. Because when we put up Joomla sites, we put up forums with it, and they're easy to put up. I mean, but they just look better. They look like it's a real site. Now, and here, I'm building sites that are for my link network, so I want them to, you know, to go through a manual review. If it was my money site, then I wouldn't have that as a consideration. Does that make sense?
Explain what that is, because I don't think everyone knows.
Oh, my money site?
Well, no, what you know, when you use the terminology for money site and the other, I guess, feeder sites. And
okay, money site is like, my money site would be SEONitro.com, but don't go there because there's barely anything there and it's horrible. I'm horrible at marketing. But that would be my money site. And that's where I would sell.
Because it makes you money either as an affiliate or you sell something there, or it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your money site. That's,
yeah.
That's
or here's a better one, thelogoguru.com, you know,
okay.
Old business. But that's the money site.
Okay.
The feeder
and then
sites.
The other sites are, what do you guys call them? Is it feeder sites or is it something else?
Feeder sites. Typically, that, you know, Jeff Johnson coined that a long time ago. Then, and there's sites that are feeding authority into your site, authority or links. You know, I mean, or votes via links, things like that. So what I, you know, what I build is networks of these feeder sites that link to money sites or link to sites that are linking to money sites.
Got it.
So it kind of gets complicated in that respect. And those are called, you know, buffer sites. You know, because you're buffering. Which is typically, you know, what I create is a gray hat type of deal. You're buffering it from your money site. Although I've never had a client get banned.
So you're protecting it from your money site, which is the one that...
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, and Jeff used to say a lot, and I never tested this, but he used to say that it wasn't about what a site said about your site. It was about what a site said about the site that was saying something about your site. Does that make sense? If you can picture that, you know, you got, it's the buffer. It's like, I'm saying this about, if I say this site is about instant sales letters, and then they say your site's about instant sales letters,
okay.
Because it goes back to, that makes it more powerful.
Got it, okay.
And so in that sense, too, people, like when they link from our networks or they get links from somebody, they also link to those pages that they're getting links from to make those stronger.
Yeah, okay, got it.
So where were we? Seven. Step seven, punch with backlinks. Get links everywhere. I got some tips here. You know, I really like Fiverr.com. You can get some great EDU links.
F-I-V-E-R-R.
Yeah. It's like, it's a site that everybody does stuff for $5. I mean, you can get some ridiculous stuff done for $5. But I search, search .edu. And there'll be students doing who will say, "I'll get you a link on this EDU site for $5." Usually,
wow.
They'll do a couple of stuff, you know. So it's really cool, and they send you a report, and they do it, and so that's been like a really great way to get EDU. And I've not got any .gov links there, but definitely EDU links.
And those are more important because they have heavier weight.
Yeah, they do. They have, you know. Actually, I've never tested this. I hear they have more trust value, so I get them anyway.
Yeah, and what about
everybody says that they are good. That's something I'm going to have to test. And I've been so busy, my testing kind of slacked off, but I just hired somebody full-time to start doing my testing for me. You know, because you got to build sites. It's kind of like tedious work, and it's time-consuming. But so hopefully in the next 3 to 6 months, I'm going to have a lot of test results coming out of our pocket here.
Okay, cool, and they can just stay posted at doryfriend.com.
Yeah, if they get on my list, and you know, I don't mail out very often. I'm not an affiliate marketer. I tried to be. That was one of my shiny gold objects, you know, trying to sell other people's stuff, and it didn't work. I just got hate mail. I didn't like hate mail. You know, I got on your list to hear about SEO. Why are you sending me this? So
yeah, well, that's interesting. I wonder if it's out of context of what they were looking for. So I'm sure if it's like you sent out, here's my recommended tools for SEO.
Yeah, but no, you know, it's like I was, you know, promoting the flavor of the month.
Right.
And, you know, because I know so many guys make a lot of money real fast doing that. So I'm building my list thinking that I can do that. And, you know, it just wasn't me. It was one of those shiny objects thing. You know, I was going for the obvious, what I thought everybody was doing, and it didn't work for me. Unfortunately, I don't like to write emails anyway.
but you know, that's kind of interesting, right? Going back to the beginning of our conversation, it's like figuring out what you like to do, where your unique skill set is, and doing it. And that's when your income, it kind of exploded, was getting
focusing.
Focused, and then also, but doing stuff that you really liked and that really spoke to you. And you're like, okay, well, I don't like writing emails, and part of that is. Be an
affiliate. Yeah, I know, huh? It's like, and you have to write emails to get people to buy your stuff, and lots of them.
Yeah.
Because I was an art major, you know, and that's why I went into graphic design, which led into interface design for software. I didn't program. I was the visual person, the interactive person, and all of that. But so English and grammar did not come easy to me, and God, I hear about it all the time from my customers. And I'm like, come on, that's, you're not paying me for my grammar, man. Anyway, so, yeah, I tried to do that. It didn't work. I think we kind of got off topic here. Where were we?
Oh, of course we did. That always happens.
Yeah.
My interviews. All right, so number seven.
Seven, punching with, oh, Fiverr.com. We were talking about Fiverr and getting EDU links and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Good place to go. I already mentioned Directory Maximizer to start off getting your directory links with just, you know, crap links like that. I also, you know, I have a list of parameters that is somewhere on my blog that I made, and a parameter is, you know, a Google search parameter. And somebody, if you want to get other lists, you can Google search parameters, and you're going to get parameters like, gosh, here goes my brain again, but it's how you can find sites that accept links. You know, ED, I want an EDU for this keyword, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry. I can't be that specific. But if you use the parameters and you search a lot, you can find places that will give, you know, that you can write a comment or something like that. And that's always very useful. Angela Blackwell, I believe, she does this, and then she sells her list. But so many people get her list now that it's, you know, the site will shut down the comments right after she puts it out there, you know. So anyway, the parameter stuff. Services, you know, social bookmarking, forum postings, article directories, press releases, all that kind of stuff to get backlinks. I mean, I have a long report on all that kind of stuff that I give away for free, you know, that has a lot of resources and things like that. The one thing I want to mention about the article directories, I did mention easing articles a little earlier in the conversation, is because they got hit so hard in this latest Google algorithm, they said that they were going to do a no-follow on all the links that people were getting from them. You know, typically, an article, typically, when we do an article campaign, we'll write a nice article and put it in the directory, like Easing Directories, and it will have a couple links in the body and then links in the in the bio area.
Yeah.
So they long ago took out the links to the in the body, and you know they put a no follow. And when you use that tag in HTML, that means Google's not supposed to follow that link and give it juice.
Okay.
So now they're saying they're doing that in the bio area too. So there's a big controversy going on around that right now. I would say do it anyway. If you're doing article marketing, don't let that stop you. Google said that they, you know, even a couple years ago, that they weren't going to adhere to the no-follow thing. And so there's a lot of debate about that, whether they are or they aren't. You know, we get these kind of like little snippets from them, and then the hand goes up. You can't talk to them. So I still get links from sites that do no-follows that say, oh, don't give the site any link juice. Because
okay.
I believe that, one, it's natural to have those type of links, and when you're doing your your competitive analysis, you're going to see those kind of links coming into every site, so that makes your linking campaign look natural. And two, I'm not so sure whether it's passing juice or not. They may be, because at one point, like I said, Google said, you know, people need to be responsible for who they're linking to. So backlinks, and then of course, what I do is I build SEO link networks. I sell access to SEO link networks. I teach how to build those things. That's kind of, you know, advanced. It's not kind of advanced. It is advanced, and it's
right,
definitely gray hat.
Yeah.